And Addie's going to share with us.
In those days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Our sons and daughters will prophesy, speaking truth all need to hear. Your young people will see visions, and your elders will dream dreams. Then everyone who calls on God's name will be saved. You will prophesy.
Thank you. Our youth, Laura has put together a video from some things the youth did. And so while she's trying to make that work, girls, what was it? How many? Yeah, can you all talk on there? What was it like doing Sunday school on Zoom?
Doing Sunday school on Zoom, it was like interesting, but it was actually sort of fun because we just did a lot of the normal things. Like we heard stories, we talked about the sermon, and we played some fun games and stuff. And it was actually really fun.
Yeah, and every time we did this thing called Rose, Thorn, and Bud, and so you say one thing that you're looking forward to, one thing that you're happy that happened, and one thing that that you're not happy.
That would be sharing.
Sadly, we couldn't do like interactive stuff, but because normally we like do like this game with everyone. But we did get like assignments to do, and then we did them and we brought them, and everyone shared what they did, and it was like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. You're now going to see the video, we hope. So if we can figure it out, we will show it at the end. In the meantime, James Schultz volunteered to share some reflection with us. And so, James, we thank you for doing this. And I'm remembering that a year ago, you and I got really cold in Cougar Lake.
Okay. It is good to be sharing my thoughts with you all. Thank you for listening. For those of you who don't know me, I'm James Cora Schultz, Leslie's son. Leslie and I started coming to First Baptist Church after I asked her if we could find a church to attend. My mom is fond of sharing my exact words, which were, Leslie, I love Jesus, and I want to go to church. We have been attending church for more than 10 years, and I feel loved and accepted here in a way that I don't experience in many other places in my life. Thank you for that. Even at 17, I can see that we are in a moment in history unlike anything that has come before, and it is something to pay attention to. Thank you to my history teachers for helping me see that. Among the many things I've been thinking about related to COVID-19, I do wonder what faith and my relationship to God has anything to do with this. In this time, there are some things I have found to be true. We are together in isolation. We are close while social distancing. We are held without being touched. We are all people of worth. We are all children of God. No matter the circumstances, God is with us. Lately, I have seen a distinct change in the way people interact with each other. It seems that this virus has only made us closer than we were before, and more caring of each other. I have been so eager to help in any way I can. I have seen this in other people too. We resist feeling hopeless, and we are reaching out to each other and asking, "What can I do for you?" Our eyes are opening wider and we seem to be finally able to work together to dismantle the structures that sustain racism. Many of the distractions that have kept me from thinking of others is gone. I have been given the gift of more time to be still, more time to be out in nature, more time to think, and more time to work on my relationship with God and consider Micah 6:8. What does the Lord require of me? Right now, the answer is clearer than ever: to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Thank you.
Thank you so much, James. I really appreciate that. And we'd asked James if there was a song he'd like to sing after his talk, and he chose "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus." And David Coy is going to lead us in singing that.
So we didn't get the words printed in the bulletin for this, but it's a very simple song. Each verse consists of three lines that are repeated, and then followed by "no turning back, no turning back." So I'll try to give you the line before we start each verse. So the first... I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
The world behind me, the cross before me.
The world behind me, the cross before me.
The world behind me, the cross before me.
The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back.
Though none go with me, still I will follow.
Though none go with me, still I will follow.
Though none go with me, still I will follow.
Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
Will you decide now to follow Jesus?
Will you decide now to follow Jesus?
Will you decide now to follow Jesus?
Will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back.
Thank you, David. And again, thank you to James. So for our closing thoughts, I wanted to share a children's book that I really like called God's Dream. This is going to be the challenge, trying to show you the pictures on my little screen. Why don't you at least make me bigger, David? That might help a little. Spotlight me. But the words are important too. Dear child of God, what do you dream about in your loveliest of dreams? Do you dream about flying high or about rainbows reaching across the sky? So the kids are all sleeping, dreaming. Do you dream about being free to do whatever your heart desires? Do you dream about being treated like a full and important person, no matter how young you are? Do you know what God dreams about? If you close your eyes and look in your heart, you will find out what God dreams about. God dreams about people sharing. God dreams about people caring. God dreams that we reach out and hold each other's hands and play each other's games and laugh with each other's hearts. But God never forces us to be friends or to love one another. Real love has to come from our hearts. It does happen that we get angry and hurt each other and we start to feel sad and alone. Somebody's not happy. Sometimes we cry, but when we do, God cries with us. And when we say we're sorry and we forgive each other, we wipe away our tears and God's tears too. Each of us carries a piece of God's heart inside of us. And when we love one another, the pieces of God's heart are made whole. God dreams that every one of us will see that we are all brothers and sisters, you and me. And even if we have different moms and dads or live in different faraway lands. Even if we speak different languages and have different ways of talking to God, and if we have different eyes and different colors of skin, even if you are tall and I'm small and your nose is little and mine is big, dear child of God, you know how to make God's dream come true? It's really easy. As easy as sharing and loving and caring, as holding and playing and laughing, as easy as knowing we're all part of the same family. All of us are God's children. Will you help God's dream come true? Let me tell you a secret. God smiles like a rainbow whenever we love each other and help God's dream come true.